Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 9, with Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, coming at you from coast to coast here in Puyallup, Washington, and another beautiful day. It's supposed to be 95 or so. We're going to break the record with the most 90-degree days in a row. And do I have Sign Guy on the line?
Here I am, Coach.
There he is, Sign Guy. He flies so high, he's never going to lie. He's never going to die because he's better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. How you doing, brother?
I'm okay. Now, some firemen did attempt to make sure your theory was sound. They tried to kill me.
I know, and so now you're scared of firemen. And even though I know you're fearless as ever, we're going to have to break your stigma on the firemen. We have to.
Are you saying you're going to attempt to have some firemen attempt sports entertainer side on me again?
No. We're going to have to get you cured of being scared of firemen because I know you're fearless, just like the rest of the...
Yeah, I mean, I've fought them since then, but, you know, they're a little sketchy.
Okay, well... I believe in you, brother. All right, today's schedule. Sign Guy and myself is going to go over the baseball report and then and the wrestling report. Then I got people from Fitness Quest calling in, Jake Schwartz, Ron Pittman, and JoJo Rodriguez to promote their upcoming fight, Fight Quest 6 in Auburn at the Super Mall. Then after that, I'll have a special guest caller to call in for a few minutes. We got an early show today and a short show today. Today's a big day in the coach's life here in the Northwest. But anyway, Sign, can you get to the show report?
Sure. Some show notes. If you're looking for some wrestling today, Supreme Wrestling happening in Madison, Indiana today. And I believe Gaston LaRue just won that title last night, so I believe he'll be defending it. WCWO running a rare Saturday show in Lebanon, Indiana for a benefit. MCIW in Indianapolis, Indiana. TCW is part of a comic book convention in Jamestown, Kentucky. KEPW running a benefit for the flood victims in Frankfort, Kentucky. PPW in Bedford, Indiana, RLL in Santa Rosa, California, SVW in Athens, Georgia, SWW in Buckhead, Georgia, SWAG Wrestling in Henry, Tennessee, FCPW in Guilford, Tennessee, C DPW in West Haven, Connecticut. The first annual Bill Alfonso Hardcore Tournament in Jefferson, Ohio. IWA in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And BCW in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Also, I believe there's some type of show happening in Nashville, Tennessee tonight, Coach.
Nice. What is it? Oh, it's Ric Flair's last match.
That's tomorrow night. But also in Nashville,
okay,
I believe tonight they will have a SummerSlam.
Okay, yes. All right. Who's the main event?
I believe it is Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar.
All right. I'm a big Brock Lesnar fan, so I hope he pulls it out.
Now, he's not a fan of Theory very much, is he, Coach?
No, yes. He basically destroyed him last week, I heard.
Last night, even, he came out and destroyed him again.
Dang. Well, you know, it looks like that might be a setup for Theory to get the upset. We'll see what happens.
We'll keep an eye on things, I suppose.
Yeah. And then also we got BCW tomorrow in Portland.
Yes, every Sunday night there at the Colony.
All right. And then you went to Wrestle Club last week in Idaho. We missed you.
I did indeed. Do you want some results, Coach?
Sure. We'd love that.
All right. The first show, we had Garibay defeat Trey Vino. J. Cruz won a four-way elimination match over the returning Evie, Kiyoshi, Chuck Yeager, and Mamismo, who is in his first ever professional wrestling match. We had Rusty Livings, the Outlaw, defeat Manny Lemons. And then the main event of show one was James Ellsworth beating Brad Zane. Second show.
Yeah, and Manny Lemons is really impressive. How'd he do?
Well, he lost to the Outlaw Rusty Livings, so not the best.
Okay. And then James
Ellsworth. He did go to the lemonade stand. Very ironically, the lemonade did not aid Manny Lemons.
And then James Ellsworth was there. That sounds exciting.
It wasn't for Brad Zane. Brad Zane lost to him.
And then did Chicken Bob get to say hi to Ellsworth?
No, I don't think Chicken Bob and James Ellsworth crossed paths too much. But if you check his gram, you might see James Ellsworth photobombing some of the pictures on Chicken Bob's gram.
Okay. And then you're headed back to Wrestle Club next week, too.
Yes, I will be back there. They have a big show at a church there. It is dinner and a show. You get dinner and the wrestling event. But, Coach, don't you want the second hour event results from last week?
Oh, yes. We do.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hour two, we saw the Punkettos beat Trey Vino, Chuck Yeager in a tag match. Brad Zane defeated Evie Kiyoshi. Rick Knight defeated James Graham in a heavyweight title match. And then James Ellsworth and Dolosso Garibay defeated the tag team champions Dr. Steve and Jonathan Monroe in a tag match, which was non-title.
Right on. And then next week, who do they got scheduled?
I don't know of specific matches, but I know Garibay will be there. Brad Zane, of course, will be there. Rusty Livings. I believe Jay Cruz will be back. Dr. Steve and Jonathan Monroe, no doubt, will also be there.
Right on, okay. And then when you're going back to BCW?
Undecided yet. They're waiting for the gas prices to lower a bit more before they bring a lot of faraway talent back down there. They're not wanting to have people pay for too much gasoline at this point in time, but it's getting closer, it seems like.
And then you got Northwest Pro coming up.
Yes, the 20th of this month, Northwest Pro will be back. We will be seeing J.D. Mason versus Christian Wild. Randy Zeller's Taekwon Bro, if you will be in a no DQ match with challenger Jared Savage.
Sweet. And then also, who's your pick for the Ric Flair match?
I'm thinking it's going to be Flair and Andrade if it's Flair's last match there in Nashville, home of his 7th NWA World title win. I think they'll pull out the victory.
Me too. Yes, exactly. And then baseball, my goodness. The Mariners are still holding their own in the wild card, even though we can't really handle Houston. We got killed yesterday 11-1, but there was some great news in the Northwest, and it all pertains to the Cincinnati Reds and the Seattle Mariners, which you and I are blessed to do their organizational reports. So, yes, the ace of Cincinnati, Luis Castillo, got traded to the Mariners for 4 minor leaguers, 2 of the top 5 Mariner prospects, Novelli Marte, Edwin Arroyo, then Levi Stout, and Adam Moore. So that, and actually that doesn't seem like a bad trade for the Reds either. What do you think?
Well, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It looks good on paper. If the Reds will keep them in the organization or if they will trade them to get lower-level prospects, it's anyone's guess. The management there in Cincinnati looks to be doing long-term rebuilding, so it's hard to say if they were trading to keep them or trading to have other trade bait available. We'll have to wait and see how it shakes out. Cincinnati's going to definitely miss Castillo. He was a very, very popular player. But if you're a popular player for Cincinnati in 2022, you might want to pack a bag.
Yeah, you know, and it was nice to hear Winker and Gino Suarez interviews last night after that big loss. The whole team was sort of down, but they did have a spark of hope when they found out that Luis Castillo was coming. And Gino and Winker was just overwhelmed with joy and, you know, couldn't quite explain how happy they were for the organization and for Luis Castillo. He's got a great family. He's a great teammate. He's a winner. And he's one of the best pitchers out there.
He is. Hopefully things go well for him. A lot of the players that the Reds have traded away in the last few years, they haven't fared too well once they left the confines of Cincinnati. So we'll have to see how it plays out. But, of course, Cincinnati not having the greatest of years, but they have their eyes set for August 11th. Coach, are you excited for August 11th yet?
The Field of Dreams.
Absolutely. I'm hugely excited for it. It doesn't matter if the Reds had only won 2 games so far this year. Luckily, they've won more than that. But that Field of Dream games is something Reds fans everywhere are going to watch with much anticipation. It was a fantastic feeling last year when we got that game last year. People sitting there in that field in Iowa watching baseball that was actual meaningful baseball and not just a movie background. And what about that apple pie hot dog, Coach? How many of those did you have?
None yet. Sound good, though.
I tried a couple. I found the recipe they used at that ballpark, replicated it as best I could. They weren't too bad.
Right on. Okay, and then today the Mariners need to try to salvage this series in Houston. at Minute Maid Park there, we've lost the last five games against Houston, but we have Chris Flexen on the mound, who's had a great July so far. He's going against Framber Valdez, and Flexen has had an impressive July so far. He's 3-0 with a 160 ERA, so I'm predicting Flexen will keep on his streak and win this game today. That'll make him 4-0 of the month of July, and that'll basically give him the pitcher of the month for the Mariners and for the American League. So I'm really hoping for Flexen, and I'm a huge fan of his because I love his story, going to Korea and becoming a winner, losing 50 pounds and coming back, being the best pitcher on the Mariners last month, and then how he's rebounded. He was 3-8 earlier in this year, and he's now at 7-8 with a 3.75 ERA, going against Valdez, is 9-4 with a 2.74, the left-hander from Houston. And then the Cincinnati Reds today are hosting the Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore has one of their best pitchers, Dean Kremer, who's 3-2 with a 3.06, going against Taylor Mahle, who's 4-7 with a 4.48. So what's your opinion on today's game?
It won't be as exciting as what transpires on August 11th.
Of course. And who's that against?
The dreaded Chicago team of the National League. The arch rival, the nemesis, the enemy.
Okay. And then, the Reds, they've got a lot of good prospects in the minor leagues. I just seen today that they're predicted in 2024 to have an all-star infield, especially since they've stockpiled on shortstops with LA, with De La Cruz and McLean. And now they've got Edwin Arroyo, who looks like a shining star. And Novelli Marte was a shortstop in the Mariners organization, which I just said like 2 days ago, they need to switch him to the outfield because he makes a ton of errors at shortstop. Last year he had 40 errors at shortstop, and this year he already has like close to 30. So I was saying that they need to switch him to outfield. The cool thing about that, when they mentioned the trade for Castillo, they listed Novelli Marte as an outfielder. So they must have heard me.
They probably did. They said, well, if Coach doesn't like him, let's see if we can send him somewhere.
Yeah. And then what's your opinion on the rest of the Reds? It's Tommy Pham's revenge tour, and then it might even be Joey Votto's last year. What do you think?
Tommy Pham's revenge tour is Tommy Pham's revenge tour. He's not coming back to the Reds. He already said that. This is just an ego trip he's doing to try to boost his own personal stats so he can get the biggest contract he can get. He's already said that publicly. Votto's been rumored to be in his last season for like the last 5 years. I think he still has a few more years left. He's still productive out there, still extremely popular, sells a lot of tickets. So I think the Reds will keep him there, hopefully one, maybe two more years at least. I'd hate to see them trade him and have him finish on somebody's bench, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, last night the Reds lost to Baltimore 6-2 at Great America Ballpark there. The Reds are now 38-61. The Orioles, man, they're shining this year with 51-49. They haven't had a winning record in ages.
You know who's a big Baltimore Orioles fan is Jimmy Flaing.
Of course, yes. He lives over there now. And then, you know,
yeah, well, he's always
I'm
been
really
an Orioles fan, I believe.
Yeah, that's true. And then I'm still high on a lot of the Cincinnati Reds, Jonathan India, Drury, Farmer, even Senzel's pretty good.
Nick Senzel, yeah, he's an excellent player. He's been hurt off and on this season, but he's definitely a great player. Yeah, I'm just glad the Reds rebounded somewhat from the disastrous opening month or so of the season where it looked like they were going to challenge the 62 Mets.
Yeah, and then they got Graham Ashcraft and Hunter Green and Lerodo. How do you say his name? Lodero. Those three pitchers look
yeah.
like their stars shining bright.
They're doing fairly well. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So if it gets them to next year, we'll have to see. But hopefully things work out and they stick around and have productive 2023s.
Exactly. And then yesterday in the Mariners' 11-1 loss, wasn't many shining examples of people having a good day yesterday, even though Julio was 2-for-4 with an RBI. That was basically the main highlight of offense. He got his 19th double, but they caught him stealing yesterday. That's rare, only his 6th caught stealing. And then other
in Saudi Arabia, they
would
have cut off his hands for that.
I know. That is a no-no over there. And other news in the Mariners organization, Mitch Haniger is rehabbing in Tacoma at the Tacoma Rainiers. He's been looking pretty solid over there. And Kelnick's still looking pretty good over there. Hopefully they both come back to the Mariners and start doing good. Coming up here shortly.
Are you going to go see him at Tacoma, Coach?
Yes, I hope to, and I hope to bring you also.
All right, we'll go over there, see how he's doing. Maybe you can get him to do some push-ups with you.
Exactly. And then so, yes, I got, looks like I got Ron Pittman in the host room here. So we'll be having to close our segment so I can get on to the Fitness Quest segment here in a minute.
Are
but
you
yes,
going to ask him if he's related to Pitbull Craig Pittman of WCW fame?
Well, hey, let's ask him right now.
Oh, okay.
Ron Pittman, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. My co-host, Sign Guy, he's my co-host also on Turnbuckle Turmoil. He's got a question for you.
Okay, what's that?
Are you related to Pitbull Craig Pittman of WCW fame?
I'm not sure. Where is he from, you know?
He is, I believe, from South Carolina.
I'm from the South, so it could be possible.
Oh, very
okay,
nice.
Okay, well, you might want to look him up. He had an impressive gimmick. He was a pretty solid pro wrestler. He had a military gimmick, and he held his own and did really good. He'd be worth looking up someday.
Absolutely.
All right, Sign, it's time for me to get on to my Fitness Quest segment. Thank you for your time today, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, Coach. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ron Pittman, Fitness Quest. We got Fight Quest 6 coming up August 6th at the Super Mall. How you been doing, Ron?
I've been blessed, brother. Been getting ready for this fight, trying to make sure we get ticket sales revved up and making sure we keep all the fighters healthy. So got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, and you got some of the best coaches in the Northwest, let alone the world down there. Tell us about your coaches down there.
We have, you're right, we do have some great coaches. We have Coach James Duras is our jiu-jitsu coach. He is a 5th degree in Kajikimbo. So our fighting style that we practice, which entails some boxing, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and Kempo Karate. So he is one of our head coaches. We have JoJo himself, one of our fighters, who is our black belt and judo coach. We have Coach Phil, who is our Muay Thai coach. He's new to us, but very exciting, lots of energy. Just brings that other piece to the team that we've been missing, that guy with just that fire. So we're loving him. Coach Lalaine, who is our women's kickboxing coach and one of our MMA coaches, who's been one of our students for a long time now. She is a great coach, teaching a lot of our kids and our beginners. You have Coach Cameron, who is our pro boxer. He has done some pretty big cards. He was on that Pacquiao on the card, the last one. And he is our boxing coach. And then you got myself, who is a striking coach, overall head coach, and one more, Coach Chris, who is our other jiu-jitsu coach. So we got some pretty good coaches down there. Our guys are learning a lot. Our fight team is growing. Our classes are growing. So going good.
Right on. And you guys got one of the best facilities in the world down there. And, man, I really enjoy your guys' gyms and your club and the whole thing. And even your last fight was amazing.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, we've been pretty blessed with facilities. We got our head guy, my partner Brad, who, you know, his dream was to get all of this going together and for us to come together as a group. And it's worked out pretty great for us. He's our team leader, who's out there just keeping us energized and keeping us on the right track. So excited to be a part of that team.
Nice. And then how many fights do you have scheduled for August 6th?
For August 6th, we are set at 14 fights with 3 title fights. We have Giovanni's, of course, which is JoJo, who's fighting James Pollard, a guy at Kitsap Combat. For 145 title, that will be a big fight. Both of those guys are looking to go pro after this fight, so that'll be a major fight. We have Dakota Benson, who's another one of our guys, versus Sean Kalinowski out of Portland, who at the 135 title. Two young guys who are really exciting, high-level guys who will really for sure get after it. And we'll see who comes out on top of that. That's going to be a really exciting fight. And then we have another title with, I believe it's our Nikasi. No, it's an 85 title that we're having up for grabs. Two guys, the big guys, getting after it for against each other. So it'll be fun. 3 title fights, lots of work. Everybody's preparing hard, you know. Trying to keep everybody focused. It's summertime. It's beautiful out, so getting guys in there to rock and roll, and then they can enjoy the rest of their summer.
Definitely, yes, and I'm a big fan of Dakota. Got to interview him in my NGW green room last time, and he got the grappling championship. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing his fight also.
Yeah, he did. That was our first installment of our grappling series. Joe and I put that together. We will be doing more in the near future for our grappling series. We will have a title for each weight division. Dakota won the inaugural 135 title. We will be doing a title, like I said, for all of the weight classes for that. It'll be 4-man tournaments, and then we'll just keep pushing that and growing that also.
Cool. And then also, you've got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I got shirts from you. You guys do great, have a great product and do great work. So I would suggest anybody out there, if they need any shirts or apparel or hats or sweaters, anything, to go through you. Can you tell people about your some of your other endeavors?
Yeah, sure. I own 2 screen print shops in Pierce County. One in Tacoma, off South Tacoma Way. The second one, I guess that's King County, is in Federal Way. That is my larger of the 2 shops. We, our business is called Making Music Print and Design. We've been around for about 10 years now. But yes, we do screen printing, embroidery. We do hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, any of your needs. We can fulfill it. And if we can't, we'll find someone who can.
And then I'm also excited about your other business, Real Art Tacoma. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's my live music venue. That venue, that's our baby. That's one of our first big ones. So that venue is a live music with a capacity of about 400. We also have our cafe in there, which we serve New York-style deli sandwiches, called Thunderdome Cafe. We have a clothing store in there, which we sell a lot of our brands and local brands of clothing. Our other print shop is in that building also, and then we have a barber shop in that building called Cut Lab. So, yeah, that's that building, Real Art, we started that. It's also a nonprofit, so we like to teach kids about music and sound engineering and all of that good stuff. We've been together for about 5 years now, getting that going and getting everything ready for that. So that's one of our more exciting projects. You know, they all are, but Real Art is our building where we get to have a lot of fun and be really creative.
Awesome. What a blessing. All right, man, I'm going to have to get you back on to interview you just by yourself, because I know we got JoJo supposed to call in here. So, and our time's flying by. I got to do a short show today. My son's getting married. So
excellent. Congratulations.
Anyway, thank you. So anyway, back to the fight. Give us the address and how people get a hold of tickets and you.
Our fight, like Mike said, Fight Quest 6, August 6th, this next upcoming Saturday at 1101 Outlet Collection Way over in Auburn, Washington, at the former, it's the Outlet Collection Mall, formerly the Super Mall. When you arrive, you just look for the Field House building and Fitness Quest, which is right next to Dave & Buster's. That's where we are located. If you are looking for tickets, you can go to tickets.fitnessquest.com to get tickets. They are on sale currently. They will, and then if you can't get to the site, you will be able to buy them the day of at the door. The price doesn't increase; it stays the same. Those are the two ways for you to get tickets. And then, like I said, lots of exciting fights. Doors open at 6, and first fight starts at 7 o'clock.
And what's the address there again?
1101 Outlet Collection Way, Auburn, Washington.
Right on.
So,
and then how do people get a hold of
Outlet Collection Mall, formerly the Super Mall.
How do people get a hold of you?
You can contact me. I'm on social media, mainly Instagram. You can contact me as at Ron or the Ron Pittman on Instagram, and then you can email me at ron.rudeawakening@hotmail.com.
Okay, cool. And then how much more time do you have?
Oh, I'm good. I'm at home doing a honey-do list today, so I'm open.
Okay, I'd like to keep you on until JoJo calls in.
Okay.
So anyway, tell us a little bit about your background in self-defense there.
I have been in self-defense going on... Ooh, it's been a long time. over 20 years, I will say that, probably pretty close to 30 years. My background started, I did some junior boxing when I was young with my grandfather who owned the gym in Louisiana where I'm originally from. Did that for a little while. Did every sport I could when I was young in school. And then as I got older, I started doing karate, Shotokan karate, with my sensei, Dwayne Dakari, who used to be former LAPD and former Tacoma PD, now retired, but started that with him. Got in the fight game probably around 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. Got in the fight game and just kind of dabbled around with a few boxers and stuff like that. And then MMA, probably got involved in that about 2010 or so, and then just been running ever since.
Right on. Hey, it looks like we got our guest on, JoJo Rodriguez. How you doing, brother?
What's happening, man? Doing well, yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. It's an honor and a blessing to have you. Hey, Ron, before we let you go and I get to interview JoJo, you got anything to say to him?
Oh, I hope he's resting, but I hope he's getting ready for this upcoming week. We're going to get this weight off, and then we're going to get out there and beat some people up.
Yep, you know.
Right on. All right, thanks, Ron.
All right, you guys take care.
Appreciate
as well.
It. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, JoJo.
Yeah, what's happening?
JoJo. Okay, so yes, man, who do you got coming up on August 6th?
August 6th, I'm going against this tough opponent that I know has been in the game for a while. His name's James Pollard.
Okay, you got any background on him?
Not so much. I mean, I saw his last fight against one of our teammates, Dakota. He's super tall, lanky. I know he has a pretty good jiu-jitsu background, at least with the way I've been training with everybody, we've been focused on all aspects in the MMA game, you know? So try to be prepared for everything that comes.
Right on. And then Jake Schwartz informed me that you like to talk. Do you want to cut a promo on your opponent?
That like to talk?
Yeah. Which we appreciate having you on. I was just hoping you're going to cut a Muhammad Ali or Ric Flair promo on this guy.
Nah, I'm a humble fighter, my man. Hope everything goes well for him and for me. You know, hope weight cut is not bad for the both of us, and we're just here to throw a big show.
So what do you got in store for him?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I've been working a lot on my striking, kicks, and my full background, really. I've been doing judo for almost 17 years now, and hopefully get him flying up in the air.
Okay, and then Ron told us that you're helping out with coaching down there also.
Yeah, so on Tuesdays I go and teach the judo class. That's my, you know, of course, that's my background, and sometimes I'll help teach some of the MMA guys some throws.
And then what's your background and your record?
My background is judo, jiu-jitsu, more grappling, but I've been in the game for almost 10 years doing MMA completely. And my record right now is 7-3.
Okay, cool. So Have you had a chance to get any titles or any title shots yet?
Yeah, so this one actually coming up is for a title fight at 145. I also have a belt for a Redemption at 145, and I have the belt for for Northwest Fight Challenge, Brian Johnson's card at 145 as well for a couple years.
Nice. And then where your opponent, where is he fighting out of?
No, I do not recall. I think around Gig Harbor area.
Okay. And the way I look at it is I don't care where you're from or where you train, it don't matter to me.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times people are like, oh, this guy trains there. He's part of this place. And it seems like they get scared over that. Screw that. So,
yeah, they get overwhelmed, but it's nothing.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was MMA, sports, music, ordinary life?
In MMA, in judo in general, my sensei was a big part of it. You know, he trained me since I was 10 years old. I still train to this day with him doing judo and always looked up to him competing. And he was always there for me, of course. My other biggest hero, I got to say, my father. My father is the one that put me into the sport. Without knowing what it was, but come find out, like, we walked into this gym. My father's small guy, probably like 5'5", pick up this giant and just slam him through the roof. And I was like, Dad, I want to do this sport. And that's how I got into judo. And in general, those two guys really, really made me who I am today.
Wow, that sounds really cool. My goodness, what a blessing. Okay, and then what suggestions do you have for people thinking about getting into the fight game?
There are a few. There's don't go in there cocky. If you're first time learning, you know, whether it's boxing, kickboxing, MMA, go in there just with an open mind, understanding that there's different ways of doing things. In MMA, everybody has a different skill set. And just enjoy it. Have fun, you know. And also understand that you're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah. Like some people say, you got a game plan until they get punched in the face. Exactly. Then
no,
it changes.
100%.
And then what other schools do you recommend people?
Other schools?
Yeah.
Different gyms. Any gym over here in the Northwest is great, man. To be honest, I'm the type of guy that loves to go to different gyms to get that cross training in, whether it's sparring, there's Wave Combat Sports over here on 6th Ave, there's Brian Johnson's over there in Olympia, you know, Travis George over there is in Kent, and there's Pinnacle Martial Arts in Puyallup, so there's all over the place. Then judo schools, they're everywhere, too. Again, I always say, if you want to put, like, your kids in judo or into a martial arts, judo's perfect because you learn all those tricky throws that benefits you in wrestling, judo, jiu-jitsu, you know, and, of course, MMA.
Nice. And then one of our standard questions that I use from I also do Turnbuckle Turmoil, and my co-host really likes to know what your favorite coffee to drink is.
Ooh, so my favorite coffee that I always get from like local coffee stands is the iced mocha breve with whip on top. Always. And if we're talking
about
Starbucks,
that sounds really good.
If I'm talking about Starbucks, I'll get the iced soy caramel macchiato with whip.
Okay. And then, hey, about ready to wrap it up here pretty soon, but did you play sports in high school and growing up?
Yeah, I played, of course, I did judo since I was 10. I did through elementary, middle school, high school, and then middle school, I wrestled. High school, I wrestled as well, and jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
But
And then
I never played any football, baseball. I never played football, baseball, or anything like that. I was always in like contact sports.
Okay, right on. And then, do you have anything you'd like to plug and promote besides the fight next week?
Thank you to all to everybody that's been helping me out. Thanks to Inner Beast, Breed, Fitness Quest, Synergy, all my teammates for always being there for me. And, we're going to go out there next Saturday and go and kill it, you know. Have fun, enjoy the fight, and compete.
Yes, I went to the last one. It was a great show, and this one's looking to be the same, if not better. And then how do people get a hold of you?
Me, you go on Instagram, Facebook. You know, I'm always at the gym every Monday through Friday.
Okay, and then what is your Instagram and Facebook?
Instagram name is Judo_Joe21.
Okay.
You follow,
And then what about Facebook?
Facebook will be my full name, Jovanis, Jovanis Rodriguez.
Okay, right on. Yeah, it's been an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have you on, man. I'm wishing you all the luck in the world, man. And my money's on you, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. You know, you're the first time I ever done an interview, so this is awesome.
All right. And hey, maybe we'll have you back at one of these other times, too. I'd like to get a follow-up.
Heck yeah. Sounds good, brother.
Thanks so much, buddy.
All right, man. Have a good day.
See ya. All right. There you go. Fitness Quest 6 or Fight Quest 6 coming up in Auburn, August 6th, next Saturday. Looking to be a great show. And then, have to do a short show today. Like I say, my son's getting married. What a blessing. He's blessed me with two beautiful granddaughters, and he's got a wonderful fiance, soon-to-be wife, Courtney. I'm looking forward to seeing them guys grow and mature and blossom as a family. I've been so blessed to have them as a family, and, man, I thank everybody. I want to thank Fitness Quest and Ron and Jake and Brad from Fitness Quest and JoJo and all their coaches down there, Cam and Steven Peterson and James. And, man, I'm so grateful to be part of Fitness Quest, where I'm in the Biggest Loser contest there. I lost 20 pounds in 2 months so far. And when I weighed in Tuesday, I actually was in fourth place, but they do allow some people to weigh in later, like on Wednesday. By Wednesday, I ended up back in fifth place. But, hey, I'm still focused. I'm still on it, and I'm going for the championship. We got another month, and it looks like I'm already close to achieving the goals I set out to reach, which was to lose 25 pounds and gain 5 pounds of muscle. So I'm right on schedule with that. Yeah, we're supposed to have a surprise guest call in, but he's at work right now, so not sure he's able to. So anyway, we'll give him a couple more minutes. And then next week I got a huge show. I got Lewis the Player Rock. Man, he had such a good little run back here in the Northwest. I discovered him at 17 years old at a show at Fort Lewis, handed him a flyer that got him signed up to come to Debashi School. And, man, he did really good. He was able to get shows at his high school, at Gig Harbor High School. He was still in high school at the time. and I won the UIWA Universal Championship from him and Debashi at Gig Harbor High School in 1999. And then within 1 year, Lewis Rock beat me back in Gig Harbor at the Best Western Inn. He upset me to win the UIWA Universal title from me. Then he went on to have a decent career. He got hooked up with Roddy Piper. What an impressive run they had. He was like Roddy's right-hand man for a few years, or like his driver and I guess you'd call his second or something. So I'm really excited to hear Lewis Rock's story next week on the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast. Then also you can also hear me and Sign Guy on Turnbuckle Turmoil every Friday at 3 and Sunday at 1 Pacific time. And yes, we got some good guests. We got a referee coming on tomorrow at 1:00. Let me see who that is. That is his name's Todd. I didn't write it down, but yes, that's tomorrow at 1:00. And then let's see, today the Mariners, like I said, we got we got Chris Flexen on the mound, and it looks like there are some Astros that have faced Chris Flexen. Jordan Alvarez is .333 with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs against him. And Jose Altuve is only batting .250 against him. Jeremy Pena, who's also going for the Rookie of the Year, he's batting .556 with 2 RBIs against Flexen. But against Valdez for the Mariners, Sam Haggerty's batting .333 with 2 RBIs. Nobody from the Mariners has hit a home run off of Valdez yet, and Julio Rodriguez has never faced him yet. But Abraham Toro's batting .333. Jesse Winker's batting .500 against Valdez. And let me see, Dylan Moore, .250 with an RBI. So this looks like to be a good close matchup. And we hope the Mariners can win this game to salvage the series. And yesterday the Rainiers lost, and so did Everett. So we hope they can rebound today. Today the Rainiers are hosting the El Paso Chihuahuas today. Yes. How could I forget, since I have a Chiweeny? Stanley Dijo is my Chiweeny. And so, yes, we hope to win against the Chihuahuas today in Cheney Stadium. All right, you guys, we appreciate you so much for all your love and support and for reaching out and all that you guys do. We hope you have a blessed day and a great weekend, and stay cool, you guys.
You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones.
Coach Mike Jones!
Now scream!
Yeah, also I want to mention you can reach me at Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for interviews all over the world. And the Seattle Mariners Organizational Report and Cincinnati Reds Organizational Report on YouTube. Also, if you need a tow in the Northwest, get a hold of Big Boys Towing and tell them the coach with the most sent you. All right, everybody. Have a good one.